Well, it seems for lots of Australians, it is a top priority when shopping, with 94% of consumers attributing the logo with safety and high quality, according to some market research that's been done by Roy Morgan. This week is Australian Made Week and marks a time of celebration for locally made products. Emma White is a food technology consultant and joins us this morning to talk a bit more about it. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you, Christy?
Yeah, very well. Thank you for your time today. Tell us a bit about this logo. I mean, is it becoming more prominent? Is it becoming more obvious? How would you describe the logo and its presence in our supermarkets and our greengrocers?
Yeah, so it's been implemented for some time now, and I think once something's been on the pack for a while, people will familiarise themselves with the pack, and I think that's where we are noticing it a lot more. The government made it like this because previously it was just a little statement saying made in Australia from local and imported ingredients, so it wasn't as clear cut to say, oh yeah, cool, this is a really good Australian made product. Whereas now, yeah, we have that little kangaroo, which we all understand is what products are here in Australia, and also the bar underneath, which shows you the percentage of those ingredients. And I think that's the key component to that country of origin, is that bar underneath that shows you, yeah, 20% or even like 99% of that is Australian.
So has the desire to buy local or buy Australian made changed in recent years? I mean, what impact has the pandemic had? Do we know?
Yeah, I think the pandemic's had a lot to push us towards Australian-made products, the reason being that they're actually easily accessible for consumers. So if we were to... We do import a lot of food from overseas, and that's why you're seeing a lot of empty shelves on the... empty shelves. So I think we need to, yeah... I honestly feel like, yeah, it's a conscious effort that we need to make sure that we keep on doing, because it has that massive flow-on effect. It employs so many people. We don't realise how much goes into a product to put it onto shelf. And I think if you know that it's made here in Australia, you know that there's jobs behind it are going to be safe and secure.
What behind the scenes, I mean, can you explain a bit more about what goes on to get a product, you know, to have this logo on a product? What kind of happens behind the scenes?
Yeah, so it's a compulsory thing that every business or every food business has to have it on their label. But the way that it's done, it's basically, as a food technologist, we have to write down every single ingredient that goes into that product and what country it comes from. So we go off raw material specs, which actually state which country of origin that comes from. We in Australia have not got the luxury of having every single ingredient here in Australia, but as long as we understand where it's coming from, and then that's where the percentage is generated from. The work behind, that's the work behind the whole Australian made logo. But to just even get a product on shelf, you're looking at raw material suppliers, packaging suppliers, people that design the product, such as a food technologist. Then you've got the factory to manufacture the product. Then you've got your warehouses and your logistics just to get it to another warehouse that then will go from the supermarket warehouse onto onto the shelf, and then you've got the supermarket workers that are actually putting it onto the supermarket shelf. So I think that whole chain is employing someone along the way, and I think, if we can secure or make people more aware of purchasing Australian-made, then we're going to have that secure chain of food manufacturing.
And, I mean, the rates of purchasing of Australian-made products, I mean, has much been done around that and what we're seeing in terms of what is being purchased, compared to other brands that might not have that logo?
Yeah, as I said, I mean, it's... there's not a lot of hard figures on who's making those choices, because the supermarkets don't release as much of that documentation out. Being a small business owner myself, I noticed that, We are having an uptick in sales because consumers know that it is an Australian product and it will be a fresher product than being shipped onto a cargo ship and over to Australia. So, we've definitely seen for two of our products an increase in sales. And I think, we pride ourselves to making sure that we are Australian made because we employ people in country Victoria. We've got three different factories that we employ here in Victoria. So I think, if we all have that in mind when we go out to the supermarket shelves, we'll have a better, secure future. And I think that's the reason why we're having this buy local or Australian made week this week.
Yeah. Emma, good to talk to you on this morning. Certainly something to consider when we're next doing our shop. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Chrissy.
Thank you. That is Emma White there joining us here on ABC New England Northwest. Emma is a food technology consultant talking to us about Australian Made Week. I wonder if that's something that you pay attention to, whether you're buying something, clothing, or whether it's food. How big of a role does that Australian-made logo, the green and gold kangaroo logo, how big of a role does that play in what purchasing you're doing? 0467922684, that is the number to text.
Ah, you're here for the fortune-telling. Please sit down. I feel your need to discover music, to be guided and surprised by knowledgeable and likeable experts in your future. I see the ABC Listen app. I see you joyously grooving to Triple J and Double J, chilling with ABC Jazz, boot scooting on ABC Country, and expanding your musical palette on ABC Classic. Your reading is complete.